For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back into Gwen and Chris, hour number two of the program. Getting started here from the Odyssey Palace Studios in San Diego. Aztecs have already missed their first five shots from the field.
This is the pattern, Chris.
Yes, it is. They've missed two layups. They've fallen behind early, as is often the case. It's only 4-0, but the fact remains they have not made a shot yet. They had two layups right at the rim. They somehow missed both of those. They've missed two threes already. The agony of trying to watch this team sometimes.
Yes.
I will tell you that. We're going to get into the Daily Gambit here on Gwen and Chris. Some winners and losers from the world of sports. The Padres, latest with them. They are in Korea. They have arrived safely. And do you know when they're playing a game?
Yes, over there.
I know when the Dodger games are next
Sunday.
Wednesday. But Sunday morning.
And we're carrying that.
Sunday morning at 3 a.m. You can tune in. Now,
yeah.
One thing tomorrow. Instead of our show getting underway on time, tomorrow, Sammy Leavitt is going to be doing play-by-play for the Padre-Mariners, what are they calling it, a futures game?
It's called Spring Breakout.
Spring Breakout, thank you.
Today they have Jackson Holliday and the Orioles against the Pirates and Paul Skeens.
Okay, so it'll be the young stars of the Padres.
Yeah.
Basically playing the young stars of the Mariners.
Ethan Salas is supposed to play in this
game. Ethan Salas will play. I would imagine Jacob Marcy will play. I would imagine a whole bunch of young guys will play.
They actually just updated the roster, so
I'll
look for that.
Well, you can do a little research on that while we get going here. But, yeah, that game tomorrow, we are going to carry. For all of you Padre fans out there who want to check in on some of the young, you know, up-and-coming stars of Padre baseball, you'll get a chance to listen in tomorrow. And you know, look, I'm looking forward to it because our guy Sam Leavitt will be on the call.
Yes,
he's doing
will.
Play-by-play. You gotta, you know what, do me a favor, because we're on after that tomorrow. Make sure you get some highlights.
Oh,
I want to hear Sam Leavitt highlights tomorrow afternoon when we're on.
Let's really stomp down and appreciate this opportunity for Sam, because this is awesome for him.
Let's just appreciate Sam Leavitt altogether.
Yes.
He
was on with me yesterday for 90 minutes helping me out.
If we need anything, Sammy Leavitt will deliver.
He will.
Anything, he will deliver.
Who did you say was going to be on that roster? You think Jacob
I don't know.
Marcy?
I said I thought Jacob Marcy would be. It would make sense for me. But, you know, I don't know everything. They don't ask my opinion.
There he is.
Give me some of the other names.
Dylan Head, Homer Bush Jr., Jacob Marcy, as you said. Let's see. Ethan Salas, Robbie Snelling.
Robbie Snelling.
I'm just looking through some of the guys. Leah Dallas DeVries.
Okay.
And those are the bigger names.
All right. So, and then the Mariners.
Oh, Dylan Lesko's also there.
Dylan Lesko's on that roster.
Adam Major, as I found out his name, I've been calling him Mazur.
Really?
Yes.
You've been calling him Mazur.
And it's Major.
My goodness.
I know.
My goodness.
Bad.
What am I going to do with you? Aztecs got the next two baskets, so it's 4-4 at the first media timeout. Real quick, before we get to the Daily Gambit, and now, you know, one of these days, Scraby, you're going to be my age, and you're going to have a thought pop into your head, and then you're going to go somewhere else, and then when you come back, the thought is not going to be there any longer.
Have you ever listened to the Scraby Show?
Not enough, apparently. Does that happen to you often?
The challenge that I have really not expected but found about the Scraby Show is that when I'm in here by myself and I am responsible for everything that comes out of those speakers.
Right. It's all your content.
Often my ADD gets the best of me and I'll be going somewhere and then I completely forget what I'm talking about. I have to scramble and go in another direction.
That's not good.
Yes.
All right. Because I totally forgot what the point I was going to make. It had something to do with the young Padre. Oh, I know what I was going to make. Drew Thorpe and Iriante and Zavala are not playing tomorrow.
You really had to, didn't you?
I did. The fork in a little bit and twisting the knife or whatever.
I saw devil horns just grow out of your head as you said that.
Yeah, those guys obviously will not be playing in the what are they calling it?
Spring breakout.
Spring breakout.
Remember I had a huge issue with the
clever?
Name?
Aren't they clever?
No.
Major League Baseball, they're so clever. Spring breakout, that's so cute.
I mean, they already have the name down, the Futures game.
Yeah, I mean, we knew what that was. Spring breakout sounds like they might be drinking out of a keg. I don't know. Are they really playing baseball?
Fernando and Manny are just doing cannonballs.
I don't know. Spring breakout sounds like a wild time to me.
By the way, did you see that they all wore similar outfits on the plane last night? I got a text from some friends saying that the Padres on the plane all wore similar outfits, and they were very pumped up about that. They were like Padres tracksuits.
Okay. I did see them get off the plane, I did notice that they seemed similar, but I didn't make the connection.
I'm not a fan of the matching stuff, but they made a good point when they were telling me about this. That kind of shows that this team is trying to build some camaraderie.
It also could mean that somebody sold a sponsorship for a
crack suit
and gave them all to the Padre players and they wore them.
Yeah.
That is more likely what it means.
I have a little bit of information on what Steven Wilson went through yesterday, so maybe we talk about that next segment because it does sound very sad. I'm very sad for Steven Wilson.
That's the guy that I'm going to miss the most as we get into today's Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. And everybody, please gamble responsibly. I'm going to review some bets, and then I have the updated odds on the Padres World Series after Dylan Cease was acquired by the team. We also have a short message from Dylan Cease we're going to play. He tweeted something out, or the Padres tweeted something out. So stay tuned for that. But the bets that we made yesterday before everything went crazy, UNLV, they played the Aztecs, as we know, in the championship game last night. UNLV, 20.5-point favorites in the game. We both chose the Aztecs, and we were right to do so because the Aztecs lost the championship, but they only lost by 17. And UNLV seems like a very good team.
They are very good, and keep in mind that losing by 17 may not sound great, but it's not that bad when you consider the previous time they lost by 59. So they played a whole lot better last night in the championship game. But alas, the Aztec women and their great run came up a little short of the championship.
New Mexico, this was the men's game, right?
Yes.
New Mexico were 14.5-point favorites over Air Force. Both of us chose Air Force thinking they were going to keep it close, and we were not even close to being correct. It was an 82-56 win for New Mexico. I didn't even need to do the math. That's how bad it was.
Yeah, you knew we lost that one.
Nuggets were 3.5-point favorites at the Miami Heat last night. Chris chose Miami. I chose the Nuggies. Nuggies win 100-88.
And they sweep the series in the NBA Finals rematch.
Lakers were 3.5-point favorites over the Sacramento, and I know that the Kings won, but I'm not sure.
They won by 17.
17, that's
Yeah,
it, okay.
They won big.
All right.
And they sweep the Lakers. All four games. I picked the Lakers here because I said they can't lose all four games to the Kings. Guess what? Yes, they can. Remember, they lost all four to the Kings this year.
Remember when I changed my bet just because Danny and Chula Vista told me to?
Hey, well, Danny and Chula Vista.
Good
that
stuff,
away, Danny.
Good stuff.
We might start listening to your tips more often.
Final bet we made yesterday, Stanford men's basketball in the Pac-12 tournament. They were 1.5-point favorites over Cal. Chris chose Cal. I chose Stanford. And the Stanford Cardinal won 87-76.
So in overtime.
In overtime. Yeah. I didn't even think that score was possible in overtime.
Yeah, I went to overtime. Cal led by 18 in the second half. I thought I had that locked up. Stanford came back. I was 1-4 yesterday. I believe you were 3-2 yesterday, or 4-1. I don't know. I don't even remember.
Yesterday anyway, was a whirlwind.
It was a bit of a, it was a whirlwind. So we come into today, you're 9-6, I'm 6-9.
Yes.
But let's also keep in mind that I won last week.
Okay. Yes, let's keep that in mind.
Let's make sure we're aware of that.
Yes. All right, so I'm going to give you the odds on the Padres to win the World Series after the acquirement, that's not a word, of Dylan Cease. But here is what
the Padres, acquirement?
Yes, it's not a word. I moved past it. Here's what Dylan Cease said to Padres fans just about 20 minutes ago.
What's up, Padres fans? Dylan Cease here. I'm getting ready to go fly to South Korea and meet up with the team, and I'm really excited to see you guys back in San Diego.
There you go. Very nice video from Dylan Cease. He's going all the way to Korea. I have a couple questions in the Big Five about that, so keep that in mind. But just a few days ago, apparently the Padres had odds of plus 6,000 to be the winners of the World Series. But right, with them acquirement of Dylan Cease, the team's odds to win the World Series now have shortened to plus 4,800. So he
was by himself. He was able to knock 1,200 off the Aztecs or the Padres odds.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that is good. So,
well, for all of you, again, who said, what about this year? Why are we trading away all this talent? Now they get somebody for this year, so stop complaining, please. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit picks for today. The game's just underway, so I'm going to do something you're not really allowed to do in Vegas.
Okay.
But we'll pick on the Aztecs-UNLV game. Aztecs are favored by a surprising 4.5 here, despite the fact that they just lost at UNLV a couple of weeks ago. Just so we both know, the Aztecs are now leading 8-5. And they're 8 minutes into the game. I'm going to take UNLV plus 4.5. I think this is going to be a close game. You know I want the Aztecs. You know I love the Aztecs.
I do.
They just have not played great lately. And I think this game is going to come down to the last possession or two. 4.5 is a lot if you're UNLV. So I'm going to take the points, even though, you know, I'm an Aztec guy. What are you going to do here, Scrape?
You know, before the game, I was going to pick Aztecs.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with the score.
Right.
The more I think about it, the more that's my heart betting and not my head. So right, I'm going to go with UNLV.
We have to gamble responsibly.
Yes, correct.
All right. The other two Mountain West Conference games later today, Boise State 1 point over New Mexico. That's a 3-6 matchup. New Mexico got to play yesterday and looked awesome.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, Boise State had a great season. Your pick.
I'm going to go with the guy you don't like, Jalen House in New Mexico.
Going with Jalen House.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jalen, too.
Him?
Not him, but New Mexico has to win. We just had Jerry Palm on. I always like to go with the team that really has to win to get into the tournament. New Mexico has to win to clinch their bid. Boise State does not have to win. That, to me, makes a big difference in a close game down the stretch. Which team's going to want it more? And I think it'll be New Mexico.
That's a good point.
Well, sometimes it's a good point. We'll see. The Aztecs are just throwing up brick after brick after brick.
Looks like that guy from Along Came Polly.
Unbelievable.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's character.
Their defense is insane, though, the Aztecs. So they're still ahead 8-7. All right. So we agree on the first two. Nevada -3 against Colorado State. That's Nevada, the final game of the evening. I'm going to go with Nevada here. I think they're better. They swept Colorado State during the season. Colorado State came in as the best team in the Mountain West, but they didn't show like the best team in the Mountain West. And the Nevada won their last 7 games. And I hate Alford, but they're playing great. So I'm going to go with the hot Nevada and give 3. What do you want to do?
My former school, Colorado State.
Oh, another former school. It doesn't take much to find a former school.
I only went to three colleges, okay?
But whatever those three are, they sure come up a lot on this show.
Yeah, Colorado State, USF, and Palomar.
Yes, we talk a lot of Palomar on the program.
We actually don't. Out of all the schools, the one local one we don't.
I know.
All right, I'm going to go with Colorado State.
You're going to go with
your
old
guys. I feel like the streak is over for Nevada.
Colorado State. All right, very good. Into the NBA we go. Milwaukee at home, -7 over the struggling 76ers.
Oh, I
know who you're going with.
I made
here.
A lot of fun of them yesterday, so I'm going to say Bucks.
Take the Bucks. I'm going to also take the Bucks. I thought the Bucks would be favored by a lot more than that against a very, very bad Philadelphia team.
Jacob says, go Comets. I agree, Jacob.
Attaboy, Jacob. All right, one more. Clippers are in the Windy City tonight, taking on the Bulls. The teams just played last Saturday, and the Bulls were winning most of the game until the Clippers ran away at the end and beat them by 10. Tonight, the Clippers are favored by 5.5 in Chicago. What do you like here?
Is Kawhi playing?
Yeah, I think everybody's playing. So I don't know. I mean,
he left the stadium the other night because he was so injured.
All right. I take it back. I don't know whether or not he's playing for sure.
I just don't have any faith in the Bulls. I'm sorry. Going with Clippers.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of faith in the Bulls.
Are you going to go with them, though?
Well, the reason that I might go with them is that DeRozan had another unbelievable game last night.
Oh, I did hear about
that. Scored 46 points, hit this tying shot, sent it to overtime. The problem is that game was last night. So now they have to play again, back-to-back nights, and they have to travel from Indiana to come home. I'm going to go with the Clippers as well. All right, so we were pretty much, I'm going to use another word that doesn't exist.
Okay.
We're pretty much in agreeance with all of our picks today.
That's not a word?
Agreeance?
It's got to be a word.
I don't think so.
I've heard that word.
Agreeance?
Let me see.
Look that one up. I don't think so. Our five picks today, I think the only one we differed on was the Colorado State-Nevada game. So we'll see how the picks turn out.
Oh.
We'll take a break. Did
Hold
you find
on.
The word
yeah.
agreeance?
According to dictionary.com, it's a rare and outdated word for agreement, but it is still
a
word.
Rare and outdated word. All right. Well, I'll take credit for it then.
Yeah.
They're in a timeout in Vegas. It's UNLV 11, the Aztecs 10. The Aztecs are shooting 29%.
Oh,
they are 0-4.
My goodness.
They're 0-4 from the arc. The misfiring continues for San Diego State, but they're only down one. We'll keep our eye on that. Come back with more Gwen and Chris after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, while we were away at the Mountain West Conference quarterfinals, the Aztecs took 4 field goal shots, missed them all. I mean, it's unbelievable, Scrape. They cannot make anything.
Should we turn off the game? Is it us?
No, it's not us. They just missed two more layups. Jaladee is right under the basket.
Rejected.
Jump ball. I mean, they can't score. They cannot score.
I gotta say.
Their defense is as great as ever. UNLV isn't doing a whole lot. They lead 14-10. The Aztecs are now 5 of 22. That's 22% for those keeping track. They're 0-5 from the arc. I don't know how the Aztecs can win a game in the mountain. And I love this team. And I said all along that even if they stunk this year, it wouldn't matter based on what they did last year. Well, guess what? They didn't stink this year. They were pretty darn good. But they look pretty bad right now. I hate to say it, Scrape. They can't make a shot.
There was a layup during the break, and it was a difficult layup, but they didn't even get the ball above the rim. They hit like the back corner of the rim.
They are struggling so bad right now. Confidence is a big deal in sports. And they are not playing with any of it right now.
George says on YouTube, Aztecs need to keep attacking the hoop since they can't hit the side of a barn from the field right now. Woof.
It's
They're
true.
5 for 24.
They just went up a lot because Ladie dunked one.
So they're 6 for 25.
That's right. UNLV 14, Aztecs 12. We'll keep our eye on it. All right, you had a story about Steven Wilson. Right?
I did.
Guy's ready to go to Korea with the Padres. He's ready to start this season. Big deal. Big part of this team. And I guess before he, what was it? Before he got on the bus.
Yeah.
He found out that he was not going to Korea, but instead was going to wherever the Chicago White Sox have their.
That sounds like a great consolation. Camelback Ranch.
Well, if nothing else, it's much closer.
It's a lot closer. Well, this came from the Union Tribune, but here is what kind of happened. And Sam joined us yesterday kind of saying the same thing. But apparently, I'm just going to be reading from this article. Wilson was with his girlfriend at a picnic table with Michael King, Joe Musgrove, and others when he got a phone call. After taking the call, he got his car and started packing up his things. He went from the excitement of a trip to Korea to going to Camelback Ranch and an American League team entering a rebuild as the only major leaguer in the trade. But here's another quote. Jackson Merrill stood up, hugged Wilson on one trip. Trevor Hoffman in jeans and flip-flops for the coming flight bear hugged him on another. Michael King and catcher Kyle Higashioka got in their goodbyes. Wilson was red-eyed by the time he extended a handshake to a reporter still on site. I can't imagine the worst timing for this.
Well, there's never good timing.
Never.
And, the funny thing is us as fans and people who play fantasy baseball, right? To us, you're just a name that's included in a trade.
Yeah.
But the real fact of the matter is you're a person that just had your life changed dramatically.
Dramatically.
Right? You just went from living in San Diego where you're comfortable, you're set, you've been for a couple of years.
Fans love you.
You've got your girlfriend there or whatever, your wife, your family in some people's case. Now you are moving to a cold weather city in Chicago.
Hot summers.
Hot summers, sticky.
Gross.
Are you going to move? Is your girlfriend going to be able to quit her job if she has one and move with,
Yeah.
Your whole life goes into major upheaval. And, we never think of that as people who follow the sport.
Yeah.
We just, hey, Steven Wilson, see you later. Have fun in Chicago.
Nice knowing you.
Yeah. It's I think it's too bad. It's part of the business, though.
It is.
The one thing I will say, remember, these guys make millions and millions of dollars. So, that's one of the trade outs.
And I
think most of us would take it. But keep in mind, if tomorrow, whatever you're doing, wherever you work, here in town, whether it's Temecula, whether you're in Escondido or El Cajon.
Encinitas.
Okay, Encinitas. If you were told tomorrow that you're by your boss that you have just been traded to the Boise division of your company and you really don't have any choice but to go.
Sorry, Boise.
I'm not picking on them.
I know, you're just saying a city.
I'm just saying any other city. But you have no choice whether or not to go. It's not like your boss is coming up to you and saying, hey, we got another position similar to yours in Boise. Would you consider it? No, they're not telling you that. They're telling you, you are going to Boise.
If you want to keep your job.
If you want to continue, earning this salary and stay in this job, and you got to come home and tell your wife and your kids that that's what's going on, that could be tough.
It can be tough.
It would be really tough.
Holly on the chat is upset about this, which I understand. Holly said that this is messed up and the team shouldn't do it, but I don't know what they could have done to make this better.
What do you mean messed up?
Like doing it right before Korea, right before the season?
No.
Because honestly, him and his girlfriend were probably looking forward to going on a little bit of a vacation, a business trip vacation, and that's a terrible part of it too, but yeah. It is a business, as you said.
All right, 16-12 UNLV leads the Aztecs. In the first half, about 7 minutes to go, do I have to repeat the Aztec shooting percentage?
Yes.
24%, Scrape. That's what they got.
24%.
They've tried 6 3-pointers. They've made none. They've tried no free throws. You're going to tell me how a team with Jaden Ledee on it can't attempt one free throw in the whole first half. That is almost impossible to believe.
I've seen him been knocked to the ground three times.
Just saw him got dragged to the ground and held around the neck.
Is Vinovich reffing these games? The Super Bowl referee? He did one at Viejas like right after the Super Bowl.
He's not doing this game. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back, what do we got? A little 30-mile zone?
We do.
To keep us entertained?
Yes, we do.
All right. That, Chris versus the Fan still ahead, Big Five still ahead, and from 5 to 6 o'clock tonight, you'll hear nothing but Padre baseball talk with all of our hosts, the Padres Roundtable, coming up at 5 o'clock. So stick around. It's all coming up on Gwen and Chris. UNLV has a guy that is 3-for-3 from the arc in the game. 3-for-3, one guy. The Aztecs from the arc, 0-for-7. It's really remarkable they're still in this game, Scrape. Coming up on halftime, UNLV leads 19-16.
I mean, UNLV is not playing great either. They're shooting 3-for-9 from three.
Yeah, but they're getting to the free throw line. They're about to attempt their 9th and 10th free throws of the half. The Aztecs, 0. Do you remember when I came out with my statistic a few weeks ago that when the Aztecs are at home, they shoot 81 more free throws than their opponents?
Yes.
When they're on the road, they shoot 35 fewer. Well, guess where they are today?
But no, this is a neutral floor game, Chris.
Yes, it's called a neutral floor game, but this is on UNLV's actual home floor. And these officials in the Mountain West Conference just get intimidated. They can't. I mean, there's no way a team with Jaden Ledee on it should not be able to get one free throw attempt in an entire half. But that's what's happened. And UNLV is going to get at least 10 because they're going to the line after a commercial break. 19-16, UNLV on top. I can't complain about the officiating when the Aztecs can't make a shot.
Yeah, you can't.
You know, it's not the officials' fault.
No, they have to make some shots.
Some. That's 27%. They're 0-for-7 from the arc.
It's usually how you win games.
That is how you lose games.
Well, yes, but stats making like shots.
That. Right. All right.
That's the hard-hitting analysis you get from our show, by the way.
Pretty intense.
Yes, we don't.
Hey, we may not understand analytics, though. We're just dummies. We don't understand analytics.
But I know that if you score more points than the other team, then you win.
Yeah, I get tired of people who take the time to chat that comment in.
I know, because it gives us something to talk about.
I really get tired of these people. Honestly,
you don't have to look at it.
You know, I do not claim in any way, shape, or form to know everything, nor do you.
Yeah, of course.
So the fact that we don't know everything should not be newsworthy at all. Do you know what I'm saying? I don't know everything, nor do I say that I know everything. I know some of you out there feel like you know everything.
Yes.
You're the ones that write in, "Oh, Chris and Scrape, you don't understand analytics."
I did not know we were going down this road.
Well, I'm ticked off right now. Watching the Aztecs not make a shot. Not in the mood.
Yeah, his mood has gone from celebratory to...
I'm a little sour right now.
Very
definitely
sour.
Definitely a little sour
very
right
sour.
Now. All right, let's get to... let's have some fun. Yeah. Traffic, and then we'll see what's going on in the 30-mile zone here.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get started with this, I got to remind you that if you love Mediterranean food, like I love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. They got the authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado and La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
I'm actually very hungry right now, so can you get that up here? I need the hummus. You keep talking about the hummus.
I know.
I need the hummus.
I'll run over and pick some up.
All right, so this is our sports gossip segment, as we said, and we're going to start with a feel-good story, and it's involving the Dodgers, and I will say in this particular instance, I am a fan of the Dodgers for doing this.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Andrew Tolles?
Oh, yes. Okay. They're a former outfielder.
Yes. He has not played in the major league since 2018. He's been on the restricted list since March 2019 because of mental health issues. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. And the Dodgers, every single year, each spring, they renew his contract so that he maintains his health insurance for Major League Baseball.
Cool thing to do.
It is a really cool thing to do because so many of these guys are just thrown to the wolves after they're done with their career. And so Tolles, he only appeared in 96 games for the Dodgers, but each year they do this so that he can keep his health insurance to get the help that he needs. Here's what his father, Alvin Tolles, told USA Today. It's a very sad story, but he said, "We're having challenges. Nothing that God and I can't handle. Schizophrenia is just so tough. I mean, he can't even watch TV. He hears voices in the TV at the same time, so it's kind of confusing. I've seen him looking at some baseball games on his laptop, but I don't think he really understands what's going on. I just want him to have a chance in life, that's all. Just to be healthy and live a normal life."
Now, you really hope that he can find the right doctors, you know, because in a situation like that, I don't know how. He obviously has an awful case of schizophrenia, but you would love to believe that there'd be some way of finding, you know, a medicine concoction that can help him. And I'm sure that that's what they're going to do. They're just going
to
keep trying different things until they can find a way to help him. But
in my travels,
that's really
a
shame.
Of recovery and meeting people with mental health issues, schizophrenia is a horrible disease, and it's a horrible thing that people have to deal with. And it's not his fault. He was born with it, and I feel for him. But again, the Dodgers.
How about the fact that he made it to the major leagues in the first place?
Yeah, and then it started manifesting itself. I've also heard that schizophrenia manifests itself, you know, later on in your teen years, early 20s. And yeah, it's just very sad. But again, the Dodgers have done some good things for him by keeping him within their organization so he keeps his health insurance.
All right. So the Dodgers, we can't totally hate them in every way, shape, or form.
Now I can go back to hating them because.
Okay. You got that out of the way.
Shohei Ohtani, he said that his wife, you know, no one really knew who his wife was, and we got the whole MLB.com push notification that he got married, and that bothered me. But his wife was revealed as a professional basketball player from Japan.
Oh.
She is Momiko Tanaka.
Okay.
And so they were they took a picture before they got in the flight to Korea, but he did not disclose her identity, saying she was a very normal Japanese woman, but I don't call a professional basketball player a very normal Japanese woman. She is 5'11". She averaged 7.8 points and 6 rebounds per game. They've known each other for 3 or 4 years. And he said that she had no impact on his decision because obviously she's playing pro basketball in Japan. So they might not be able to see each other as much. But there you go.
She had no impact on what decision? His decision to go to L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. His decision to go to L.A. So there you go. He is married.
All right.
Kind of a strange story out of Pittsburgh.
Yarmir Yager.
See, it's a tough one. Yarmir. Yarmir Yager, he had a bobblehead night tonight that was supposed to happen, and there were going to be a lot of people there, but a cargo shipment carrying thousands of collectible bobbleheads of Yarmir Yager, I hate that name.
Yeah, you did it better that time.
Was stolen. The Penguins made the announcement this morning saying the shipment carrying the bobbleheads for tonight's game has been stolen en route to Pittsburgh. And they're still trying to get those things back, but they may be gone forever. Who wants to steal 1,000 bobbleheads? What are they going to do with these 1,000 bobbleheads?
Probably sell them on the black market somewhere. You want a Yarmir Yager bobblehead? This is the only place you can get one. And maybe that'll be the way they can track down the people who stole these things.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because otherwise, what are you going to do with them, really?
Yeah, you have to try to sell them. The organization plans to provide vouchers who can trade them in for a bobblehead in the future. However, there's no timetable for that.
There's also no guarantee that those bobbleheads won't be stolen, too.
The Penguins are currently working with local and federal law enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really happy the FBI is on this bobblehead theft case.
Pretty important.
It's very important. So there you go. No Pittsburgh Penguins fans are going to get the thousands. It wasn't 1,000 bobbleheads, by the way. Thousands of bobbleheads.
Just endless bobbleheads.
Yes. All right. We talked about Aaron Rodgers and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that he may have him as his running mate in this upcoming presidential election.
Yeah.
But here's what we also talked about, that this is a major distraction for the Jets. And the Jets took this on when they brought Aaron Rodgers in. But Aaron Rodgers today, this is another example of a distraction. He had to come out and say, apparently there were rumors that he said the Sandy Hook shooting massacre in Connecticut, I believe it was. He, in the past, has been credited as saying that it didn't happen, and it was fake. Those kids are actors.
Yeah, CNN reported that he was of the belief that this whole Sandy Hook thing never happened.
Well, he tweeted out,
and he came out to defend that today.
Yeah, he said, as I am on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. And then he goes on to say he hopes that the families are doing well and all that. But
okay.
Why would CNN report this? And I've looked to see if he's actually said that, and I know that many other people have done that too, and I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has some weird ideas.
He does.
And some weird thoughts. But I think even believing that the Sandy Hook Elementary thing was completely staged is a thought that he, a place that even he's not willing to go.
Yeah, so. And you shouldn't go there.
I wouldn't think so.
We had when the Kansas City parade happened a couple weeks, ago.
There were people that said that was all staged.
But in our chat, someone said, I don't believe it until I see pictures. And I was like, what? Like, what kind of world is that to live in?
Why do you need pictures? I mean, if you don't believe it on its face, right? When you're basically looking at footage and it's being reported, if you don't believe that, why would you believe any pictures? We all know the pictures can be easily doctored nowadays.
Totally. You're right.
If you're of the belief that you're not going to believe anything, then I don't know what, you know, we can do for you.
Yeah.
There's not much we got for you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That's kind of, you know, there's some people that you can tell them the sky is blue and they're going to say, no, it's not. Or they're going to say, prove it to me.
Yeah.
Or they're going to say that picture isn't accurate. So, you know, I don't really have time for these people.
I don't either.
Like, it's hard enough to convince my wife that I actually do my chores. So I don't have time to try to convince some idiot out there that the Sandy Hook Elementary tragedy actually happened.
Wow, that was a bad shot by... Who's number three?
Micah Parrish just missed everything on
missed
a three.
Missed everything. They're down 27-19 going into halftime, basically.
Well, it's amazing they're this close. 0 for 8 on threes, 25% shooting overall. Jaden Ledee, two fouls. He's been fouled about 35 times. They've called it maybe once. I'm
You're in disbelief.
Yeah, no, I'm in belief. This is how the Aztecs have been playing lately,
okay,
unfortunately. You know, but I'm not pleased.
Yeah.
Not pleased.
Back to the government thing real quick, making it fake and all these things are fake. I heard someone, I can't remember who said it, but they said something really funny. The government can't even prevent a shutdown every other week. So how are they going to put together one of the craziest conspiracies of all time?
That is a point that I would find difficult to argue with.
Yeah.
You're actually saying that people who are clueless can barely get out of their own way.
Are keeping some of the biggest secrets in world history.
That is a really good point by whoever made that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find that.
I like that.
All right, next one.
Okay.
And it's going to be a former or a UFC legend, Mark Coleman. He is actually breathing on his own and talking to his family, but he was airlifted to a hospital with life-threatening injuries sustained while rescuing his parents from a house fire. Now, there's pictures of this, and it is pretty incredible that he lived, his parents lived. He said he suffered smoke inhalation while trying to save his mom and dad from a giant blaze. He said, I had to make a decision. It was already horrible. I couldn't breathe. I'm the happiest man in the world. I swear to God, I'm so lucky. I can't believe my parents are alive. Bad part, unfortunately, his dog Hammer passed away in the fire.
You didn't need to tell me that.
You
could have left that out.
He was looking for him.
You could have left that out.
And he couldn't find him.
Could have left it out.
Honestly, when I heard that earlier.
Why do you have to stay with it?
Because that is the news story. That's what I heard earlier. Look at how cute his dog is, Chris.
I'm not going to look. Not going to look. Right. We already know in this country and maybe every other country, that if you see a human being gunned down in a movie, you hardly flinch. But if you see a dog run over by a car in a movie, it's
waterworks
and awful.
And I will cry.
Yeah.
Very hard.
There's something wrong with that, but it's the way that is.
I mean, it's because animals are helpless. They can't really help themselves. I mean, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right.
Let's move on.
Yeah, you're the one that had to throw it in and get my nasty mood into a sad mood.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here's one that is interesting. Dak Prescott is being the police in Dallas have launched a probe into a sexual assault claim.
Oh, boy.
Now, he claims it's extortion.
Yeah.
And so this woman's name is Victoria Shores, and she tried to get $100 million out of him to not go to the police over an alleged encounter that happened in February of 2017, so seven years ago.
Yeah.
He has maintained, Dak Prescott, that is, has never engaged in any non-consensual acts with anyone in his life. TMZ Sports has confirmed that they received a report of this, and so they're looking into it. Meanwhile, everybody else is kind of just saying, we're going to wait for this, but Dak Prescott is really denying this. And I kind of feel like $100 million tells me that this person was looking for a money grab.
Here's the thing, and this isn't the law, but it ought to be. All right? I get it that if you were sexually assaulted out there in any way, shape, or form, it is not only the physical act.
Yes.
It is the mental.
Emotional act.
The emotional destruction of your entire being that takes place here.
Yeah.
Okay? So it is very understandable that it would take you some time to come to grips with that.
Yeah.
All right? So I'm going to give you 5 years.
Not
5 years. I'm giving you 5 to come to grips to it. And file a case against the person who sexually assaulted you. But if you can't get over it in 5 and you need 7, then I'm sorry. I mean, 7 years ago tells me that what all of a sudden has changed to where you are now filing this case for $100 million.
I will take the other side of this. And
you can.
Sexual assault it does not have statute of limitations on it, so you can't.
That's right.
It doesn't expire.
That's what I just said. It doesn't.
But I don't know that you could blame someone 7 years after the fact because it might have taken them 7 years to get over this.
Yeah.
They may have been working on it but $100 million is a lot of money. Hey, you give me $100 million and I won't go to the police. That's not the way this works, lady.
No.
If anybody can't see me, I'm putting my finger.
You're pointing at me.
Yeah. Like, no.
Okay.
Dikembe Mutombo. That's all I got, Chris.
Ah, good stuff.
Thanks.
Good 30-mile zone today.
Thank you.
All right. They are indeed at halftime of the Mountain West Conference quarterfinal game. The Aztecs are playing, in a word, awful.
Yeah.
They're lucky to be even this close. They trail UNLV 27. It says 27-22. Did I miss something right before halftime?
Did they make a last-second three? Because there was 1.6 seconds on the clock.
Darian Trammell steal the inbound pass and make a three?
How did we miss that? We were watching the TV.
We were. There was 1.6 seconds left.
Is that enough for a steal and a three?
He must have stolen that inbounds pass and made a three-pointer right at the buzzer. So that makes everybody feel a little bit better. It is at halftime, UNLV 27, San Diego State 22. The Trammell three was the only one the Aztecs made in 9 attempts. The Aztecs shot 27% overall. They missed layups. They missed jumpers. They hit air balls. It was one ugly mess after another.
I turned away from the screen after I saw a three go up, and it didn't even hit the rim.
It barely hit the floor. The Aztecs don't look very good, but the Trammell steal and three at the buzzer maybe gives them a little momentum going forward. They're down 27-22 to UNLV at halftime. Earlier, Utah State needed overtime to beat Fresno State. So the Aztecs or UNLV will play Utah State next. What we'll do next is play some Chris versus the Fans. Call in 833-288-0973 if you want to play trivia. Go to Vegas, baby!
Baby!
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get started with this, I got to remind you that if you love Mediterranean food, like I love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. They got the authentic Mediterranean cuisine. It's in Coronado and La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com.
I'm actually very hungry right now, so can you get that up here? I need the hummus. You keep talking about the hummus.
I know.
I need the hummus.
I'll run over and pick some up.
All right, so this is our sports gossip segment, as we said. And we're going to start with a feel-good story. And it's involving the Dodgers, and I will say, in this particular instance, I am a fan of the Dodgers for doing this.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Andrew Toles?
Oh, yes. They're a former outfielder.
Yes. He has not played in the Major League since 2018. He's been on the restricted list since March 2019 because of mental health issues. He was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. And the Dodgers, every single year, each spring, they renew his contract so that he maintains his health insurance from Major League Baseball.
Cool thing to do.
It is a really cool thing to do because so many of these guys are just thrown to the wolves after they're done with their career. And so Toles, he only appeared in 96 games for the Dodgers, but each year they do this so that he can keep his health insurance to get the help that he needs. Here's what his father, Alvin Toles, told USA Today. It's a very sad story, but he said, "We're having challenges. Nothing that God and I can't handle. Schizophrenia is just so tough. I mean, he can't even watch TV. He hears voices in the TV at the same time, so it's kind of confusing. I've seen him looking at some baseball games on his laptop, but I don't think he really understands what's going on. I just want him to have a chance in life, that's all. Just to be healthy and live a normal life."
Now, you really hope that he can find the right doctors, you know, because in a situation like that, I don't know how. He obviously has an awful case of schizophrenia, but you would love to believe that there'd be some way of finding, you know, a medicine concoction that can help him. And I'm sure that that's what they're going to do. They're just going
to
keep trying different things until they can find a way to help him. But
in my travels
of
recovery and meeting people with mental health issues, schizophrenia is a horrible disease, and it's a horrible thing that people have to deal with. And it's not his fault. He was born with it, and I feel for him. But again, the Dodgers.
How about the fact that he made it to the major leagues in the first place?
Yeah, and then it started manifesting itself. I've also heard that schizophrenia manifests itself, you know, later on in your teen years, early 20s. And yeah, it's just very sad. But again, the Dodgers have done some good things for him by keeping him within their organization so he keeps his health insurance.
All right, so the Dodgers, we can't totally hate them in every way, shape, or form.
Now I can go back to hating them because
you got that out of the way.
Shohei Ohtani, he said that his wife, you know, no one really knew who his wife was, and we got the whole MLB.com push notification that he got married, and that bothered me. But his wife was revealed as a professional basketball player from Japan.
She is
Momiko Tanaka.
Okay.
And so they were they took a picture before they got in the flight to Korea, but he did not disclose her identity, saying she was a very normal Japanese woman, but I don't call a professional basketball player a very normal Japanese woman. She is 5'11". She averaged 7.8 points and 6 rebounds per game. They've known each other for 3 or 4 years, and he said that she had no impact on his decision because obviously she's playing pro basketball in Japan, so they might not be able to see each other as much, but there you go.
She had no impact on what decision? His decision to go to L.A.?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, his decision to go to L.A., so
right.
There you go. He is married.
All right.
Kind of a strange story out of Pittsburgh. Yarmir, I practice this name. Yarmir, I can't say it. Yarmir.
I know it, but I'm not going to help you.
Yarmir say it. I can't say it.
Jaromir Jagr.
See, it's a tough one. Jaromir. Jaromir Jagr, he had a bobblehead night tonight that was supposed to happen, and there were going to be a lot of people there. But a cargo shipment carrying thousands of collectible bobbleheads of Jaromir Jagr, I hate that name.
Yeah, you did it better that time.
Was stolen. The Penguins made the announcement this morning saying the shipment carrying the bobbleheads for tonight's game has been stolen en route to Pittsburgh. And they're still trying to get those things back, but they may be gone forever. Who wants to steal 1,000 bobbleheads? What are they going to do with these 1,000 bobbleheads?
Probably sell them on the black market somewhere. You want a Jaromir Jagr bobblehead? This is the only place you can get one. And maybe that'll be the way they can track down the people who stole these things.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because otherwise, what are you going to do with them, really?
Yeah, you have to try and sell them. The organization plans to provide vouchers who can trade them in for a bobblehead in the future. However, there's no timetable for that.
There's also no guarantee that those bobbleheads won't be stolen, too.
The Penguins are currently working with local and federal law enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really happy the FBI is on this bobblehead theft case.
Pretty important.
It's very important. So there you go. No Pittsburgh Penguins fans are going to get the thousands. It wasn't 1,000 bobbleheads. By the way, thousands of bobbleheads.
Just endless bobbleheads.
Yes. All right, we talked about Aaron Rodgers and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying that he may have him as his running mate in this upcoming presidential election.
Yeah.
But here's what we also talked about, that this is a major distraction for the Jets. And the Jets took this on when they brought Aaron Rodgers in. But Aaron Rodgers today, this is another example of a distraction. He had to come out and say, apparently there were rumors that he said the Sandy Hook shooting massacre in Connecticut, I believe it was. He, in the past, has been credited as saying that it didn't happen and it was fake. Those kids are actors.
Yeah, CNN reported that he was of the belief that this whole Sandy Hook thing never happened.
Well, he tweeted out.
And he came out to defend that. Today.
Yeah, he said, as I am on the record saying in the past, what happened in Sandy Hook was an absolute tragedy. I am not and have never been of the opinion that the events did not take place. And then he goes on to say he hopes that the families are doing well and all that. But
okay.
Why would CNN report this? And I've looked to see if he's actually said that, and I know that many other people have done that too, and I haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers has some weird ideas.
He does.
And some weird thoughts, but I think even believing that the Sandy Hook Elementary thing was completely staged is a thought that he, a place that even he's not willing to go.
Yeah, so. And you shouldn't go there.
I wouldn't think so.
We had when the Kansas City parade happened a couple weeks, or not a couple
oh,
weeks
yeah.
ago.
Oh, yeah. There were people that said that was all staged.
But in our chat, someone said, I don't believe it until I see pictures. And I was like, what? Like, what kind of world is that to live in?
Why do you need pictures? I mean, if you don't believe it on its face, right? When you're basically looking at footage and it's being reported, if you don't believe that, why would you believe any pictures? We all know the pictures can be easily doctored nowadays.
Totally.
They can, so,
yeah, you're right.
If you're of the belief that you're not going to believe anything, then I don't know what, you know, we can do for you.
Yeah.
There's not much we got for you.
Yeah, I'm with
you.
I'm with you.
That's kind of, you know, there's some people that you can tell them the sky is blue. And they're going to say, no, it's not. Or they're going to say, prove it to me.
Yeah.
Or they're going to say, that picture isn't accurate. So, you know, I don't really have time for these people.
I don't either.
Like, it's hard enough to convince my wife that I actually do my chores. So I don't have time to try to convince some idiot out there that the Sandy Hook Elementary tragedy actually happened.
Wow, that was a bad shot by... Who's number three?
Micah Parrish just missed everything on
missed
a three.
Missed everything. They're down 27-19 going into halftime, basically.
Well, it's amazing they're this close. 0 for 8 on threes, 25% shooting overall. Jaden Ledee, two fouls. He's been fouled about 35 times. They've called it maybe once. I'm
You're in disbelief.
Yeah, no, I'm in belief. This is how the Aztecs have been playing lately,
okay,
unfortunately. You know, but I'm not pleased.
Yeah.
Not pleased.
Back to the government thing real quick, making it fake and all these things are fake. I heard someone, I can't remember who said it, but they said something really funny. The government can't even prevent a shutdown every other week. So how are they going to put together one of the craziest conspiracies of all time?
That is a point that I would find difficult to argue with.
Yeah.
You're actually saying that people who are clueless can barely get out of their own way.
Are keeping some of the biggest secrets in some of the biggest history.
Secrets in the world's history. That is a really good point by whoever made that.
Yeah, I'm going to try to find
that. I like that.
All right, next one.
Okay.
And it's going to be a former or a UFC legend, Mark Coleman. He is actually breathing on his own and talking to his family, but he was airlifted to a hospital with life-threatening injuries sustained while rescuing his parents from a house fire. Now, there's pictures of this, and it is pretty incredible that he lived, his parents lived. He said he suffered smoke inhalation while trying to save his mom and dad from a giant blaze. He said, "I had to make a decision. It was already horrible. I couldn't breathe. I'm the happiest man in the world. I swear to God, I'm so lucky. I can't believe my parents are alive." Bad part, unfortunately, his dog Hammer passed away in the fire.
You didn't need to tell me that. You could have left that out.
He was looking for him.
You could have left that out.
And he couldn't find him.
Could have left it out.
Honestly, when I heard that earlier.
Why do you have to stay with it?
Because that is the news story.
Man.
That's what I, when I heard that
did
earlier.
Did not even know that.
Look at how cute his dog is, Chris.
I'm not going to look. Right. We already know in this country and maybe every other country, that if you see a human being gunned down in a movie, you hardly flinch. But if you see a dog run over by a car in a movie,
yep,
it's
waterworks.
Waterworks and awful.
And I will cry.
Yeah.
Very hard.
There's something wrong with that, but it's the way that is.
I mean, it's because animals are helpless. They can't really help themselves. I mean, they don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway.
All right.
Let's move on.
Yeah, you're the one that had to throw it in and get my nasty mood into a sad mood.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here's one that is interesting. Dak Prescott is being the police in Dallas have launched a probe into a sexual assault claim.
Oh, boy.
Now, he claims it's extortion.
Yeah.
And so this woman's name is Victoria Shores, and she tried to get $100 million out of him to not go to the police over an alleged encounter that happened in February of 2017, so seven years ago.
Yeah.
He has maintained, Dak Prescott, that is, has never engaged in any non-consensual acts with anyone in his life. TMZ Sports has confirmed that they received a report of this, and so they're looking into it. Meanwhile, everybody else is kind of just saying, we're going to wait for this. But Dak Prescott is really denying this. And I kind of feel like $100 million tells me that this person was looking for a money grab.
Here's the thing. And this isn't the law, but it ought to be. All right? I get it that if you were sexually assaulted out there in any way, shape, or form, it is not only the physical act.
Yes.
It is the mental.
Emotional act.
The emotional destruction of your entire being that takes place here.
Yeah.
Okay? So it is very understandable that it would take you some time to come to grips with that.
Yeah.
All right? So I'm going to give you 5 years.
Not
5
seven.
Years. I'm giving you 5 to come to grips to it. And file a case against the person who sexually assaulted you. But if you can't get over it in 5 and you need 7, then I'm sorry. I mean, 7 years ago tells me that what all of a sudden has changed to where you are now filing this case for $100 million.
I will take the other side of this. And
you can.
Sexual assault is it does not have statute of limitations on it, so you can't.
That's right.
It doesn't expire.
That's what I just said. It doesn't.
But I don't know that you could blame someone 7 years after the fact because it might have taken them 7 years to get over this.
Yeah.
They may have been working on it for. But $100 million is a lot of money. Hey, you give me $100 million and I won't go to the police. That's not the way this works, lady.
No.
If anybody can't see me, I'm putting my
You're
finger.
You're pointing at me.
Yeah. Like, no.
Okay.
Dikembe Mutombo. That's all I got, Chris.
Ah, good stuff.
Thanks.
Good 30-mile zone today.
Thank you.
All right. They are indeed at halftime of the Mountain West Conference quarterfinal game. The Aztecs are playing, in a word, awful.
Yeah.
They're lucky to be even this close. They trail UNLV 27 It says 27-22. Did I miss something
Did
right
they make
before
a last
halftime?
Second three? Because there was 1.6 seconds on the clock.
Darian Trammell steal the inbound pass and make a three?
How did we miss that? We were watching the TV.
We were. There was 1.6 seconds left.
Is that enough for a steal and a three? I guess so.
He must have stolen that inbounds pass and made a three-pointer right at the buzzer. So that makes everybody feel a little bit better. It is at halftime, UNLV 27, San Diego State 22. The Trammell three was the only one the Aztecs made in 9 attempts. The Aztecs shot 27% overall. They missed layups. They missed jumpers. They hit air balls. It was one thing, one ugly mess after another.
I turned away from the screen after I saw three go up and it didn't even hit the rim.
It barely hit the floor. The Aztecs don't look very good, but the Trammell steal and three at the buzzer maybe gives them a little momentum going forward. They're down 27-22 to UNLV at halftime. Earlier, Utah State needed overtime to beat Fresno State. So the Aztecs or UNLV will play Utah State next. What we'll do next is play some Chris versus the Fans. Call in 833-288-0973 if you want to play trivia. Go to Vegas, baby!
Baby!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.